Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump continuing his busy week of campaigning, the president spending part of his day on Wednesday in the battleground state of North Carolina, where the polls essentially show him tied with former Vice President Joe Biden. On Tuesday, the president was in Pennsylvania.
It's a choice between our plan to kill the virus or Biden's plan to kill the American dream, and that's what he'd be doing. Biden will delay therapies, postpone the vaccine, prolong the pandemic, close your schools, shut down our country. And by the way, Pennsylvania's been shut down long enough. Get your governor to open up Pennsylvania.
House Democrats and the Trump administration are continuing talks on a new coronavirus stimulus plan. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowwhey.com.
Former President Barack Obama will be campaigning on behalf of Joe Biden in Pennsylvania on Wednesday. Obama will be hosting a drive-in car rally in Philadelphia Wednesday morning. On Tuesday, Obama encouraging everyone on his Facebook page to vote.
We can come out of this moment stronger than before. In times as polarized as these, your vote doesn't just matter. It matters more than ever before.
A Republican staffer says the Senate Judiciary Committee delayed a vote to subpoena the heads of Facebook and Twitter due to a procedural issue. Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley saying we need to hear from Mark Zuckerberg and Jack Dorsey as soon as possible.
The First Amendment is in jeopardy here because so many people, particularly younger people, depend upon Twitter and Facebook to get their information.
Senator Grassley speaking there on Fox News. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The polling aggregator on the website Real Clear Politics shows the margin in polls led by Joe Biden in the blue font and the ones led by Donald Trump in the red. For a while, the battleground states have tended to be uniformly blue, except for polls conducted by the Trafalgar Group. Robert Cahaley is with the Trafalgar Group.
What we've noticed is that these polls are predominantly missing the hidden Trump vote. There is a clear feeling among conservatives and people that are for the president that they're not interested in sharing their opinions so readily on the telephone.
A Houston police officer was shot and killed Tuesday morning. USA Radio Network's Val Dior has a story.
Sergeant Harold Preston died after he was shot in an apartment complex Tuesday. One of two officers injured during a domestic disturbance call involving a man and woman. The 65-year-old was surrounded by family before he succumbed to his injuries. He had served as a police officer for 41 years. HPD officer Courtney Waller is identified as the other officer injured. He was shot in the arm. The suspect was ID'd as 51-year-old Elmer Manzano with a long criminal history. He was shot in the abdomen, and the suspect's 14-year-old son was also shot but will be okay. The suspect's estranged wife was not injured.
Game 2 of the World Series set for 8 o'clock Eastern time on Fox. The Los Angeles Dodgers won Game 1 last night over the Tampa Bay Rays. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Daniel Garza joins us now, the executive director of Libra Initiative. Daniel, it's always good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Bill. Like always, it's great to talk to you.
Well, we are coming down to weeks, days away from the most important election of our lifetime, Daniel. I know that Hispanics are looking forward and have been coming out in record numbers. They're getting involved. Latino enthusiasm for this president continues to grow because, as I explain to people, this is one of the misunderstood aspects of Hispanics, is they somehow look at Hispanics as some sort of monolithic demographic group. But when it comes to family values and faith and life, they perfectly align with the platform of the Republican Party, don't they?
There's no question that Latinos self-identify more as conservatives than they do either moderate or liberal. So in that sense, there is absolute alignment. I think the party itself should have done a lot better job of engaging Latinos.
Yes, right.
It looks like they're catching up now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
yes,
that's the difference, that the investments are being made in the outreach, and I think it's going to pay off.
Well, they're doing a lot for opportunity zones for Black America, but they really need to look at opportunity zones for Hispanics as well. And I know the Libra Initiative has been leading the charge on it. We've been doing everything we can on this as well, because, I sit there and I look at the demographics and I go, Hispanics outnumber Blacks at least 2.5 to 1. But it seems like more attention is given to Black American. And I don't mean to make it into any political deal. It's just this is the reality. And as you said, Hispanics have kind of, they're being, given some notice here recently. But we need to do something about this, Daniel, to where, whether it's we're talking about opportunity zones, educational opportunities, small business opportunities, because you look, and I think Donald Trump is aware of this, when it comes to small business, you've got Hispanics leading the way in terms of, new business openings, don't you?
Well, I've always said that we should focus on redistributing knowledge and opportunity rather than redistributing somebody else's earned wealth to try to make up the gap that exists between ethnicities and races and what have you in the U.S. And I think Latinos would be better served if, for example, we focused on empowering the parents to choose the kind of education that they want for their children, as opposed to a politician choosing for the children. These kind of things where you open up access to education and a quality education, where you're right, let's remove regulations that are needless, impose so much taxes on small businesses, Latino small businesses. It's just these things alone. We saw under the Trump administration surged the ability of Latinos to rise up the economic ladder and earn record wages that we had never seen before.
And the thing amazing about this, Daniel, is that all you have to do is open the gate in front of Hispanics. You don't have to whip them. They just naturally do this. I mean, they have this built-in inertia. Given the opportunity, they will take off, and that's what we saw clearly in that transition from the Obama-Biden administration with all the regulation and restrictions and everything that administration delivered to the American people, and Hispanics included in that number. You take those restrictions out of the way, you open the gate and, get out of the way, because Latinos are going to be about their work, right?
No, that's exactly right. Look, I saw that in my parents and my aunts and uncles, when they had come to America as farm working immigrants. My parents had a fourth grade education. They didn't have English. They didn't have a driver's license. They didn't have a high school diploma. Mm-hmm. And yet they were able to succeed because they worked hard. They took their savings and built a small business. They got English. They got their driver's license. They got all these things that they needed. But had they gotten it way before, they would have accelerated the process. So all I'm saying is, 33% of Latinos only speak Spanish. That's a major barrier. Some of us don't have a high school diploma. 33% of us don't have a high school diploma. That's a major barrier. So there are things that are keeping us from the free market system, having equal access. And we can remove those barriers along with smart policy decisions like we just talked about.
Exactly.
There is no limit to the Latino community on the kind of productivity that we can unleash on this economy.
Exactly. And Daniel, I mean, we're talking about raw manpower. We're talking about people that are not afraid to work. These are hardworking people. This is our legacy. And my parents, my grandparents, the same way. This is what they taught their children. I mean, there were 9 kids in our family, and we all got the same ethic and the same teaching from a World War II Army vet who served in the European theater with General Patton at the Battle of the Bulge. So you can imagine how we were taught. It was no nonsense. It was about loving the country, loving God, loving family, and hard work.
Bill, one of the things that you've seen, in response to what you're saying right now, this whole Black Lives Matter movement, I think Latinos do feel a shared sentiment that there is a two-tiered justice system that we must address.
Mm-hmm.
But when these activists start advancing the false premise that we need to impose Marxist ideal, that we need to undo capitalism, that we need to destroy the nuclear family and defund police officers, Latinos will not be a part of that. In fact, we'll fight against that. And so please don't use Latinos as props, on anti-racism and this kind of issues that actually need to be addressed by giving them this false sense of, or this false agenda, that you're also trying to sneak in there. We need to have an educated Latino community that can smell that out and call it out.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because more and more you see Black Lives Matter and these other activists that want to draw in Hispanics into their narrative, and we're not simpatico with that. That doesn't work for us, because many Hispanics today in America experience true Marxism and communism, and that's why they left their home country, much to the heartbreak that they experience even to this day. I mean, they still love their country, they love America, but a piece of them is still back home, in whether it's Venezuela or Cuba, or just go on down the line, and you can't blame them. I mean, we all have an endearment for our home country, and there's nothing wrong with that. But they also learned lessons that I think are invaluable for us to appreciate if we have ears to hear what they're saying when it comes to this movement of socialism and communism within the United States of America.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question that we can improve on our government, and that government, of course, has a role. But it has a minimal role. And Thomas Jefferson was exactly right when he said, government that governs least governs best. And Latinos understand that, because, in a very real way, by coming to America, you're reclaiming your power as an individual. Because it's in America where we don't centralize so much power and so much control and so much money in a central government and in the elite. But we believe in actually reversing that formula and actually putting the power and control in the individual's agency. And so, you know, they've also seen where, you know, all these dictators and all these, you know, folks, you know, who promise heaven will always deliver hell when socialist type of program.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it. Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And we're talking with Daniel Garza, the executive director of Libra Initiative. Daniel, I know you got a big event coming up next week, and this is important, and I want you to share it with us. Go ahead and tell us.
Yeah, we have an event under the Libra Institute called Understanding the Dangers of Socialism and Communism in the United States. You know, for too long, I think we're allowing this false sense that socialism has a certain virtue to it, that we should allow for, I think, more conversations and acceptance of socialist ideas and policies. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. And we have experts who are going to talk about this. Andres Guillarte, who's a Venezuelan student, he works at the Fund for American Studies. Mm-hmm. Kitty Monterrey, who is a leader of Citizens for Liberty in Nicaragua, and Ambassador Otto Wright, who is a Cuban exile and was a U.S. ambassador to Venezuela, to talk about the perils of socialism and communism and how, you know, one leads to the next and what it means to America and Latinos here. And it's going to be October the 21st, this year, at 7 p.m., and it will be on Facebook Live. So it's an important conversation to be driving in the Latino community.
Without a doubt. I say, look, we need to have the debate. America's constitutional government can handle the debate, but we need to be forthright and honest about it. And I appreciate what the Libre Initiative is doing, you know, to that end, because we need to be honest about it, because what's being told to us by the Democratic left is that, as you said, they're offering heaven that will only deliver hell at the end of the day.
Yeah, and you know, one of the most annoying and infuriating things about these socialist apologists is that they always attribute everything that is productive about America, everything that works about America, to socialist programs, when in fact it has been the free market that has allowed a bonanza of prosperity for so many. You know, people who fled these countries who were socialists have been given opportunity and have done the most, you know, with this opportunity. And everything that is going wrong with America, they attribute it to capitalism or the free market system. And that's a flat-out lie, and that needs to be called out. And that's why it's so important that we talk to each other and let these folks know that we will push back when you attack our free market system.
Well, and this is why the First Amendment is under attack right now, is because they don't want any feedback. They don't want any counter-narrative, or otherwise they'll just cancel you lickety-split and get you out of the conversation, whether they're going to cancel your Twitter account or Facebook operation. I mean, this is what the left has been doing. I mean, this is unbelievable. I want to talk with you on a couple of other topics that you have been tweeting about as well, Daniel, and that's COVID-19, the impact that it's had on the Hispanic community, what it's had on America at large, and how it really, in a sense, has accommodated this conversation for socialism. It has restricted our freedoms. It has caused us to abandon our constitutional rights.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we have seen, and it's been breathtaking, you know, the kind of power that governors have assumed in shutting down economies and usurping the role of the church, of families, and making decisions for us out of whole cloth.
Yes.
A power that is not enumerated in the Constitution. They are just, now you're seeing them exercise it with little resistance from the media, who are complicit, I think, in almost persuading Americans to cede away their liberties and the freedoms that they have. Look, we should be responsible, absolutely, you know, during this time of crisis and take the steps that we need to take to mitigate the contagion, you know, distancing and masks and, you know, all these
hygiene,
other things, right?
Yes, hand washing, yeah, yes,
hygiene,
exactly.
100%. Right. But at the same time, don't insult us by, looking the other way when they're protesting. Masses are protesting in the street, but you can't, you know, be at your own church,
right,
you know, kneeling to the God that you love and that you serve. The hypocrisy is just, it stinks to high heaven.
Yeah, without a doubt. So what is it telling us? Is it telling us that on one hand, we know the disease to be infectious, but I guess evidently if you're participating in what they call a peaceful riot, then somehow the contagion is unable to, you know, involve those participants. I mean, what is this?
It's selective, Bill. It's selective, because what they're saying is, as long as it serves my political needs and my political interests and is aligned with my political views, it's okay. But if it doesn't serve my political interests or is not aligned with my views, then it's not okay. That's essentially what's going on. And it's
right,
clear to see that. And so, you know, Americans need to reclaim their power, like I said,
right,
and Latinos especially. We need to be a vanguard for freedom and call out hypocrisy like that. And especially when it's not enumerated in the Constitution to assume that kind of power over the individual.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess my question to that point, Daniel, is that if people out in the streets participating in these riots are not being affected, that there's not a super spreader taking place, have we over-evaluated the impact of COVID-19? Is the science failing us?
Yeah, right. I mean, I'm not a scientist, and I cannot really say with certainty yes or no to that.
I don't even know the scientists can be certain.
That, no.
Yeah.
The common sense is telling me that, you know, from what I'm seeing is that, one, we can overcome this by being smart, right? By also, of course, you know, encouraging the president, you know, with the kind of CDC rules that they've put into place. It takes personal responsibility, too, you know, to make sure that we're going to survive this. And at the same time, also, I applaud the president for having the fortitude to make sure that we are deregulating enough where we have telehealth medicine that we can give healthcare access. And then at the same time, you know, this vaccine to accelerate the process that could be the solution to all of this and get us back to normalcy so we can bounce back from this and get on with the business of living.
Exactly. You know, Daniel, you bring up an excellent point here, and that is with Operation Warp Speed, what this administration has done. I mean, we've turned science on its head to be this far down the road and so close to a vaccine in conquering something that we didn't invite in this country. It was released upon us, and I think it's shameful for those critics, those Monday morning quarterbacks, to, you know, not help and do some heavy lifting to help come with solutions, but they come loaded up with a lot of criticism. Well, before we go to, I think we got to leave that for just a moment because I want to get your read on the Supreme Court Justice nominee, yep, Amy Coney Barrett. We've got a couple of minutes, and I want to see what you think and what you're hearing from Latinos about her.
She has far exceeded expectations. She is a wunderkind. She has, I think, blown people away with her intellect, with her judgment on how she answers the questions of, you know, these kind of clever little gotcha questions, you know, the Democrats have been putting towards her, and she's flipped them and turned it on them and made them look like fools. Amy Coney Barrett is the real deal. I hope she runs for president in 2024, to be honest with you.
I think she'd be so impressed with her. Yeah, she's made it known she's not a policy hack. You know, she's definitely a judge. That's her heart, you can tell. But, you know, what makes me proud is that she is a product of America. To your very point, Daniel, this should be an encouragement to all young girls, young boys as well, this too could be you. I mean, just like with Brett Kavanaugh, you know, what a stellar example of a young man who was committed to service. And even though he had to go through the gauntlet that the Democrats put him through, these two should be clear examples of what America can be. And that's what we need to protect. And that's what you were saying earlier, the vision for America and for our kids and our family.
Yeah, and what's fascinating about her is that she is a role model not only for young girls and young conservative women, but for men and boys. Exactly. She has obviously exceptional intellect, but she's achieved it all. I mean, she can balance family and she can balance work and a career and reach the highest level in her profession.
Exactly.
The very tippy-top highest level and handle it with adeptness. She is so impressive. It's incredible.
Without a doubt. Daniel, we got to leave it there, but before we go, Daniel Garza, Executive Director of the Libra Initiative, real quick, remind everybody how they can tune in to next week's event.
It's going to be on Facebook, so follow us on Facebook, and we'll be putting out, obviously, the link to follow us and be a part of the conversation where you can ask us questions.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your new mortgage or refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump continuing his busy week of campaigning. The president spending part of his day on Wednesday in the battleground state of North Carolina, where the polls essentially show him tied with former Vice President Joe Biden. On Tuesday, the president was in Pennsylvania.
It's a choice between our plan to kill the virus or Biden's plan to kill the American dream, and that's what he'd be doing. Biden will delay therapies, postpone the vaccine, prolong the pandemic, close your schools, shut down our country. And by the way, Pennsylvania's been shut down long enough. Get your governor to open up Pennsylvania.
House Democrats and the Trump administration are continuing talks on a new coronavirus stimulus plan. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. And, you know, it's that time of year. Wonderful that it is. If you think it's too early to start thinking about the holidays, well, think again. This year the deals will go fast. So why not stay ahead of the game? And, by the time the holidays roll around, it can be difficult to figure out what to buy for the tech-obsessed loved ones on our shopping list. Fortunately, there's some help this year. Back with us, Andrea Smith, the tech expert, is here to give us an inside look at what's hot this holiday season. She has her first look at some of the latest and greatest tech available. Andrea, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us.
Oh, thank you, Bill. It's always good to be with you.
Well, Andrea is an award-winning news and technology journalist, spent over two decades as a technology producer at ABC News. I mean, what a fun gig for you. I mean, you get the first look at all these tech gadgets, you know, all the electronics and gifts and all that fun stuff. Wow, and here you are. This is awesome.
Yeah, I do love it. I have to say, it's been an amazing career watching technology evolve.
Well, plus, then everybody comes around you and they want to know, okay, what's new? What should I be looking for? What should I go out and get right away this holiday season, right?
Absolutely. Or how do I fix this?
You get those questions too, huh? Like that cute commercial. Like a cute commercial when the grandparents have the grandkids come home and they got a handful of gadgets and say, here, fix this. Not even hi, hello, great to see you, fix this, right? Well, as I mentioned in the opening, now's the time to be thinking about holiday shopping. It seems to be getting earlier and earlier, and here we are still in October. But you say, look, it's important. This is the time to do it, right?
It is. And, you know, I know it's not even Halloween yet, but it's always good to start thinking about the shopping list and researching prices so you can get a really good sense of whether or not you're getting a good deal when you do go shopping. And remember, Bill, this year with COVID,
yes,
you know, shipping times are taking a lot longer. So you really don't want to be waiting until the last minute to order your gift.
Andrew, I understand that retailers as well, I mean, they're sensitive to the whole COVID season. I mean, this is a new normal that we're dealing with this holiday season. And they're upping the timeline. I mean, rather than waiting, you know, toward the end of the year for special sales, I mean, they're getting aggressive as well. They're giving you a reason to come in and shop with them, whether in person or online, right?
Absolutely. You know, Amazon just held its Prime Day. You know, they had pushed it back from July, and a lot of stores are closing on Black Friday. They're not even opening this year. So, you know, those sales are coming sooner. They're giving you the option of online shopping or online shopping and curbside pickup. They want your dollars any way they can get them. So go ahead and start researching those deals.
Well, Andrea, let's talk about what's at the top of your tech must-have list this year.
You know, this year, everyone is streaming, right? We're all home watching, you know, shows on streaming. And I would say that the TiVo Stream 4K is the perfect gift for anyone who enjoys watching shows, and you don't have to remember what your show is on, whether it's Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime. You just search for your show, and it comes up. You don't have to switch between apps. It's a small device that plugs into your TV's HDMI port, and then you can use the voice-activated remote to search for that show you are watching. You don't need to remember. Once you've signed into your subscriptions, it'll recommend new shows for you to discover, and the TiVo Plus video network has thousands of hours of free entertainment. And one more thing, I really want your listeners to remember that with all the online shopping we were talking about, you know, cyber crooks are out there.
They're exactly
looking for your credit card info, your personal data. So give yourself the gift of safe shopping with Kaspersky Total Security. This is going to guard your banking, guard your browsing history, so they can't steal your data. You can shop safely and securely. It protects against malware, ransomware, phishing scams. It works on PCs and Mac and Android devices. And it's got a password manager to keep track of all your different logins and parental controls. You can keep an eye on what the kids are doing, too.
Wow, that's great. Is it just a piece of hardware that hooks up into the computer system or your television?
The Kaspersky or the TiVo?
The Kaspersky.
Kaspersky is software. It's software that you download, and it protects, you know, it keeps you from, you know, clicking on a phishing scam. It keeps you from sending out your banking data, you know, on an unsecure internet connection. So it really keeps an eye on what you're doing.
Wow, these are great ideas. I appreciate you sharing that. The Kaspersky especially gets my attention. TiVo sounds great, too. How can you find the perfect holiday gift for the tech lovers in our lives? What do you suggest?
Well, so, of course, there are so many great things this year, screens, laptops, smartphones, smart TVs. But the perfect gift idea for anyone taking care of a loved one who doesn't live with them is Priya by Black & Decker. It's an automated medication dispenser and management device that can be there when you can't, especially now with social distancing in place. It's a voice-enabled tabletop robot. I wish you could see it. It's so cute. It's got little blinking eyes. It holds up to 28 doses of medication, and it reminds your loved one when it's time to take them. So if the medication's missed, you get notified through the app, and you can check the app to make sure the medication was taken. Priya has a built-in camera for two-way video calls, which can be started with just a simple voice command.
What a great idea, especially the idea that, you know, it helps because when you have a loved one, especially if you're at a distance, and to make sure that they are taking medication, to be noticed on that because, Andrew, even at our age, I forget, much less somebody who's, you know, in their latter 80s or 90s or something that, you know, it's easy for them to forget. But what somebody has really put a lot of thought in this. This is excellent.
Love it because, you know, it's also difficult sometimes for people to even just dispense their medication, you know, what gets taken when. So all you have to do is once a week fill it up, and it's 28 doses. So if you take meds three times a day, that'll last a week. And just, I mean, I wish I had it for my mother, just to be able to check online and see if she's taken her medication. It also is going to remind them to drink water.
Yes.
Get them to take a little walk. So it also, it nags them so you don't have to, which is what I love about it.
Exactly. And, of course, if just for fun, and if she wants to complain, she can hit the video share button and see you face-to-face, and you get to, you know, hear that she's not especially happy with this little machine reminding her of these things, right?
Yes. How does it work? Yeah, no, it's really easy. I have it set up here. But, yeah, the fact that they can just say, okay, Priya, and make a video call, oh, it's just so simple.
No, that's awesome. And we're talking with Andrea Smith, award-winning news and technology journalist, sharing all these great holiday tech ideas. I hope you're taking notes. If not, we've got a place for you to go to in just a moment, and we'll give you that that directive in just a moment. So what about other gadgets or electronics that you've got hidden up your sleeve, Andrea? What do you suggest?
So I would just recommend this year, with everybody working from home and learning from home, screen, laptops, Chromebooks. You can get some really affordably priced Chromebooks for $275.
Wow.
The new smartphones from Samsung and iPhone, they've come out with some mid-range pricing, and smart TVs. You cannot go wrong with a smart TV. And again, they are really well-priced. I think the manufacturers just understand this year a lot of people are on a budget.
Yeah, without a doubt. And they're starting early. So look at no need to delay. And you want to get started early in this era of COVID that we're having to deal with. You know, mailing is going to be delayed a little bit. And also we got to trip around a little thing called an election that might get in the way of some holiday shipping as well. Right.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So start now.
Well, Andrea, where can everybody go for more information?
Head over to d6news.com/holiday preview.
Andrea Smith has been with us. Andrea, as always, happy holidays to you. Thank you for being with us. Great ideas. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you, Bill. Stay safe.
This report is brought to you by Amazon. Amazon is delivering smiles this holiday season. Amazon is donating millions of items through product and monetary donations to charities worldwide. In the U.S., Amazon is fulfilling hundreds of Amazon Smile charity lists, donating the essential items each charity needs to support their meaningful work to address homelessness, hunger, disaster relief, and more. Kate Scarpa, Amazon spokesperson.
Amazon makes it easy to give back. Through Amazon Smile charity lists, you can search for your favorite cause, purchase the items they need, and have it delivered directly to their door. Also, when shopping for gifts this holiday, customers can shop via Amazon Smile and have the same experience of shopping on Amazon, but with the benefit of giving back to the charity of their choice.
Visit smile.amazon.com/charity lists. Or smile.amazon.com/holiday to learn more and share how you're giving back with the hashtag Delivering Smiles on social media.
Only 1 in 4 Christians vote. No wonder our schools are failing, our politicians are corrupt, and our government is broken. But the America we love can be reclaimed with the votes of committed and informed Christians. Which candidates represent your values? Who can you trust to faithfully keep their promises? Find the answers at iVoterGuide.com. Cut through the spin and get the facts today at iVoterGuide.com.
Hello and welcome to Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins. Are you like me and you can't manage your prescription refills or always seem to be out? Well, now the VA service has a great service for you. With this service, you can refill your VA prescriptions online, view your past and current VA prescriptions, and track the delivery of each prescription mailed to you. For more information, go to theva.com and look for the prescription refill program. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Now with orders. orders to stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. This is Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. 14 minutes before the time, before the top of the hour, we have filmmaker and New York Times bestselling author Dinesh D'Souza with us. Dinesh, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Well, great to have you. You've been very busy. I mean, between Infidel with James Caviezel and now Trump Card. But very quickly, before we talk about Trump Card, because that's where I want to spend most of the time, with Infidel, you know, great job in presenting that story.
Thank you so much. I mean, it's a movie Hollywood would never make. It confronts the issue of radical Islam. It's about ultimately religious freedom and standing up for your faith. Jim Caviezel, of course, perfect for the part. The movie's still in about 1,000 theaters in its fourth week. It's been doing well. So I urge people to go see it. If you want to celebrate your freedom, get out to a theater. If the theaters are open, and watch it.
Well, we need to be aware, and this has been the constant question. Some conservatives have gotten in trouble, and I've asked this question repeatedly, is what does Sharia have in common with the U.S. Constitution?
Nothing at all. And this movie, you know, explores an honor killing here in America. And then the plot leads on to Cairo and then Lebanon and prisons in Iran. So it's a gripping, fast-moving political thriller. And while it's a fictional story, you know, I wanted to make a feature film. I've made now 5 documentaries, but the gold standard of Hollywood is the feature film. So I'm very proud of having made a mainstream feature film, not a niche Christian movie or a niche conservative movie, but rather a mainstream movie for a broad-based audience.
Well, it had to be fun, too, because you and your wife, who's also featured in Trump Card, were able to work together on this one, right?
Yeah, Trump Card is probably my best documentary, and it takes on the biggest topic, which is socialism. It's loosely based on my book called United States of Socialism, and I think that's the destination that the left wants to take us. So the movie lays out what that means, what type of socialism they have in mind. If it's not the old Lenin and Mao type, well, what type is it? It spells it all out. It shows who's behind it. And finally, it looks at whether or not Trump can be an effective general, you may say, in the political battle against socialism.
Well, we've been saying that the year 2020, clear vision, time for us to see things. Donald Trump, since he came into office, has been pulling back the veil and exposing more and more of the deep state that even John Dean, who I had a discussion with a little over a month ago, Dinesh, said deep state doesn't exist. Well, you say it doesn't exist, but yet the fruit of the deep state is quite on display, is it not?
Yeah, part of what socialists do is they deny reality, even if reality is staring at you in the face. I mean, this was behind, for example, Joe Biden saying Antifa doesn't exist. It's only an idea. Well, one guy just got shot in Colorado by a guy apparently affiliated with Black Lives Matter and Antifa. So the point being, you know, an idea can't drop a guy dead. Mm-hmm. It's done by a person who's a member of a group and loyal to a cause. And the same with the deep state. The deep state is the police agencies, the government, the IRS, the FBI, the DOJ. They've been corrupted at the highest level. And this is all in the movie. This is in a sense, Orwell's definition of Big Brother, a kind of invisible entity that poses as neutral or even non-existent, and yet is moving the levers of power in very defined ways.
Well, Dinesh, quite a while ago, you and I had talked and about what you learned while you were being held, held in jail, I guess is what we can say, unfairly so, which the president eventually gave you a pardon for. But meanwhile, you had to go through the experience. And I remember you told me that one of the big takeaways for you in that experience was you said that the criminals never give up the con. And I've used that example time and again, because this is what the Democrats have done. They just refuse to give up the con, regardless of the truth that may be staring them straight in the face.
Yeah, the party has become gangsterized, and Hillary and Obama, perfect representatives of this. I mean, clearly looking at what happened to Trump, it looks like Hillary was the instigator and Obama was the ringleader. Obama was the head of the snake, because it's inconceivable to me that Strzok and Page and Comey and Clapper and Brennan, all these guys would independently go on surveillance expeditions. No. Somebody coordinated it, and as the Godfather says, someone gave the order. And I'm pretty sure I know the initials of what that guy, of who that was, B.O.
Yeah, it was along the same order that was given to the IRS. Lois Lerner was told to check into all the conservative groups, Tea Party groups and that, which I still maintain probably affected at least six voting cycles because of what they've done. There's still some conservative groups still waiting on their government exemptions and still have not received it.
Well, this all gives us a glimpse of what is coming. You know, people say this is the most important election and so on. But the way I look at it, if Trump loses, there will be a concerted effort to go after not only Trump, but all the Trump stirrers, the people who are seen like me as allies or sympathetic to Trump, to discredit us, to run us off the digital platforms, to ostracize us. In other words, to treat the Trump phenomenon as an ugly stain that came onto America almost accidentally and now needs to be purged for all time. So that's what's at stake. If Trump wins, by contrast, we're going to have a real chance to make America great, a real chance to rebuild not only our public policy, but also our culture, to remake our courts, to ultimately restore America to some of the principles that brought us to where we are.
Exactly. And these foundational moral principles are so vital, but we've got to get on the other side of this. Dinesh, you imagine what America would be looking at or looking like right now had Hillary Clinton been elected president?
Oh, it would be terrible. And I see pretty much the Democrats wanting to push in the same direction. Gangsterization and socialism is the name of the game. This movie is based on my book, United States of Socialism, because I think that's their end game. They do Antifa, they do the deep state, but those are the means. So what is the end? Well, the end is socialism defined not just as economic confiscation, but a creeping tyranny that one by one erodes our civil liberties. Look how it's happening under coronavirus. No First Amendment, no religious freedom, no right to assemble. And pretty soon it'll be no right to own a gun, no right against unreasonable search and seizure. So one by one, our liberties fall. I don't know if Americans realize quite how serious the stakes are. Our movie lays it out. I'm pretty sure if everyone could see it, this election would not even be close. So I'm doing my best to have the movie available to everyone to watch. It's not in theaters. You have to watch it home on video on demand. And the website, if I may say, is trumpcardthemovie.com.
Well, Dinesh, I tweeted out after I saw it is that this is something even the RNC needs to get behind. They should, make it available to anybody at no charge, whatever it is, in order to get it out in front of people. I think this would be most effective in the campaign, not only for Donald Trump, but for America at large.
I think so, too. The movie is a narrative, and our side doesn't do very much narrative. The left is all about doing narrative. Now, we sometimes say things like, facts and so on, but a fact cannot overthrow a narrative, because a narrative is an interpretation of facts that makes sense of them. That's what we do in the movie. We tell a story, and explosive facts are embedded in the story, but the net effect is not only an intellectual impact, but also a kind of emotional impact on the viewer, and that's what can really make the difference.
Yeah, without a doubt, and I agree with you that emotion is so key to this, because right now, even like the issue of Black Lives Matter, they're not interested. I've discussed this over and over again with Dr. Wilfred Riley, the Kentucky professor, political professor, who has written a great book called Taboo, and he's got a deep dive, research numbers, everything else, and I said, the problem you got is you got all these numbers, these are all great, but they're emotionless, and right now, we're fighting against emotion.
Well, this is very important because sometimes people on our side ignore emotion, but emotion is a big part of the human personality, and emotion is part of the way we make our minds up about things. I mean, think about it. If you see something gravely unjust, it is that feeling of outrage, that emotion that makes you go, this has got to be stopped and stopped right now. So I understand this, and this is why movies are really all about emotion. And I take the viewer through the emotions of fear and horror, but also inspiration and being moved and being galvanized and feeling I must do something about this. All of that is in the movie.
Does Debbie wake up in the middle of the night sometimes and think, you know, sees the trajectory of America and thinks, oh, my God, I'm back to my homeland. This is the way it started in Venezuela.
Oh, for sure. And that is, in fact, the left's model. The left keeps saying, you know, we're trying to follow the Scandinavian model, but they don't demonize the rich in Scandinavia, and they don't knock down Columbus statues in Scandinavia, and they don't practice this incendiary racial politics in Scandinavia, but they do all of that in Venezuela. So the true parallel to the American socialist direction is Caracas and not Stockholm.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. In Trump Card, that is set to release, it released last week, and it's now on demand.
It's available now.
Yeah, exactly. And remind everybody where they can go to access Trump Card.
You can go to TrumpCardTheMovie.com. Now, it's available to buy the physical DVD. You can get that through Walmart or Target, and that's all available. The links are on the site. And then you can watch it on Google, or you can watch it on iTunes. You can watch it on YouTube. There are many different platforms. You can probably watch it. It's going up very soon on cable platforms. So you can go into your cable channel and order the movie that way, or order it through our site on In Demand. So there are many different ways you can watch the movie at home, and you can watch it on any device. So go for it. It's going to be very exciting. And tell other people about it, please.
And this is must-see, really, because it will balance out the false narrative that's been thrust upon the voter politic. Mike Pence, chastised Senator Harris, and I thought rightfully so, because of the narrative and the counter-narrative that she's putting out there regarding the vaccine and undermining the good things that the president and conservatives have been doing on behalf of the American people. I mean, look what's happened in 3.5 years with all this resistance, Dinesh.
Absolutely. I mean, Trump is, Trump, whatever you think about Trump, he's a patriot who loves America, and he's a true capitalist. He's not just for capitalism. He's been a capitalist for most of his career, building things. And if you contrast Trump with some Antifa guy, what does Trump do? He puts up the Woolman Rink. He puts up Trump Tower. He builds resorts. He builds casinos. He develops property. Antifa guys, what do? They pull down monuments. They break statues. Windows, they attack stores, they pull people out of their cars, they raid people who are eating in restaurants. So one is the philosophy of innovation, risk, and creativity and building things up, and the other is the philosophy of destruction, intimidation, and tearing things down.
Exactly. Life and building, like you say, productivity or destruction, that is the choice that is before us today. He's a filmmaker, New York Times bestselling author, Dinesh D'Souza. The Trump Card is a must-see. Again, as we wrap things up, Dinesh, remind everybody where they can go.
TrumpCardTheMovie.com. Watch it on iTunes or Google or YouTube. It's available lots of places. TrumpCardTheMovie.com will tell you more.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.